نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد.
Try to read Kalimai Tayyiba daily 100 times. Just two things. Little bit of zikr daily. And thereafter try to do as much good as possible and stay away from as much bad as possible. 100 times Kalimai Tayyiba. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. There is no need for wuzu. There is no need to come into the masjid to read this kalima. There is no need to sit down and face the Qibla. And you can count it on your fingers as well. So if you're going to the shop, coming back from the shop, going to the town center, coming back from town center, going to work, coming back from work, and you don't have to do it in one go as well. 10 times now, 20 times later, 50 times later. But in 24 hours, 100 times Kalimai Tayyiba. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. 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 Number one. Number two, 100 times istighfar. The short one. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله. And 100 times درود شريف. The shortest one. صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم. If you are already doing more than this, then you continue. This is for those people who are doing less than this. So two very simple lessons, especially for my young friends. We live in a society where the environment is always pulling us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His pleasure. And sooner or later we will all have to die. So little bit of zikr. And number two, try your utmost to do as much good as possible, even if it is very, very insignificant. You see a banana peel lying on the ground, just remove it from somebody's path because he may slip. And don't think to yourself that this is very insignificant. This may become the means of your forgiveness on the day of Qiyamah. Any good that you are able to do it, don't let this thought come in your mind that I don't go to perform Salat. Hajj is farz on me, I haven't performed Hajj. I am watching films, I'm listening to music, I'm doing so much bad and I'm staying away from so much good. What's the point of me saying Subhanallah once? You're driving and the thought comes to your mind that I want to say Subhanallah, say it. Because that Subhanallah may become a means of turning point in your life. So do as much good as possible and stay away from as much as possible. That's one. And number two, zikr every day. This zikr is like exercise. The more exercise you do, the more fitter you become. So for the heart, it is the heart that controls the whole body. If our heart is weak, if our heart is corrupt, we will not be able to do good things. We will always do bad things. If our heart becomes healthy, spiritually, not physically, spiritually healthy, then we will be able to do good and stay away from bad. And in order to make the heart healthy, we need to engage in zikr as much as possible. So let us begin with the minimum at least. And if you carry on daily 100 times Kalimai Tayyiba, 100 times Istighfar and 100 times Durud-e-Pak, in 6 months you will see changes coming in your life, inshallah. Everybody will, inshallah, try. Today we are very happy because there is a wedding in our family. And we find so many other happinesses as well, pleasures. Sometimes may Allah forgive us unlawful pleasures. We enjoy unlawful pleasures. So we enjoy, but Allah is unhappy. What's the point of that pleasure where Allah is unhappy? If we engage ourselves in zikr and slowly, 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 when we progress and when we come on to deen, then we will enjoy sajda, we will enjoy ruku, we will enjoy tilawat, we will enjoy zikr. So we shouldn't think that those people who are religious and who don't engage in sinful activities like we do, their life is very dry and there is no enjoyment in their lives. How can a person survive without enjoying life? You can't enjoy life, you can't survive. Life is very long, 60, 70, how can you survive without enjoying? Have you come across any religious person who is depressed? You have two choices, either enjoy sinful activities or enjoy obedience to Allah. There is enjoyment in both. Enjoyment in sinful activity is false, and enjoyment in the worship of Allah is the true enjoyment. And that will result, like today everybody is very happy. We have so many happinesses in our lives. When we become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only will we enjoy this worldly life, we will enjoy at the time of death as well, when Allah will show us Jannah, that this is where you are coming to. We will not be frightened of dying. We will enjoy grave as well, because grave will become a garden from the gardens of paradise for us. And this is the promise of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we will look forward to the day of Qiyamah. Why? Because it is the day of Qiyamah that will take us to Jannah. Without day of Qiyamah, we cannot go in Jannah. So just two simple homeworks. One is Kalimah Tayyiba daily 100 times, Istighfar daily 100 times, and Durud Pak 100 times daily. And try to do as much good as possible and stay away from bad as possible. Those of us who are not performing 5 times Salat, we do get these thoughts. On a Saturday we're sitting at home, on a Sunday we're sitting at home and we hear the Azan, or we've got nothing to do, we're trying to kill time, and we see that it's Namaz time, let me go to the Masjid. And then we say, what's the point? Let me go to the Masjid, this is whisper from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is whisper through an angel from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is inviting us to His house to make us better. And when the other negative thoughts come, what's the point? For the last 1 month I haven't gone to the Masjid anyway. I haven't even gone for Jummah Salat. There are many people who don't even come for Jummah Salat. What's the point? This is whisper from Shaitan, because Shaitan is our enemy. He does not want to see any changes in our lives. So whenever you get a good thought, act upon it. And when you get a bad thought, stay away from it. Good thought is like a visitor. If I come to your house, if I knock at your door, and if you entertain me, I will want to come back again. And if you don't entertain me, I will not want to come back. So when you get a good thought, entertain it. It will come back again. And when you get a bad thought, ignore it, so it doesn't come back again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. These words are shared during occasions like these, so that we all can become successful in the hereafter. There is no other motive. There is no other motive. I am 56 years old now, and I've been in the field of lecturing since I was 1920. So it's not for entertainment or for enjoyment. Now, I find it burdensome. So it's like making an effort to talk to people. Because so many bayans, daily. Teaching in the classroom is a bayan also. We will start at 2 o'clock now, 2:30, and we will finish at 7:30, Bukhari Sharif lecture. So lecturing is not, it's feeling for our brothers, especially young boys. I know the challenge is outside. It's a challenge. But your challenge is more bigger than my challenge, because I stay within these four walls of the Masjid, safe haven, and you stay outside. You're distracted with so many things. So when you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah rewards you more than He will reward me, because your effort is more than my effort. So let us go from here with the same that inshallah we want to do something for Allah. If not 100%, 2%, 5%, something. Let's not give up. Let not Shaitan defeat us. Let us remain connected to Allah, even with a small thing, even with Kalimah Tayyiba. If we recite Kalimah Tayyiba daily, be optimistic and tell yourself that when I am breathing my last, I will be reciting the Kalimah, inshallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept today's nikah, and may Allah create a very strong bond of love between the bride and the bridegroom. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make both the families see the happiness of their children and their children also. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم بارك لنا فيما أعطيتنا وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت لنا اللهم بارك لهم فيما رزقتهم واغفر لهم وارحمهم اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين الصالحين والصالحات وكما ألفت بين الطيبين والطيبات يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين رحم کا معاملہ فرما کرم کا معاملہ فرما یسر و سہولت کا عفو عافیت کا فضل و عنایت کا حفظ و امان کا معاملہ فرما ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او اللہ فرگیو آور سینز اے اللہ ہمیں صراط مستقیم پر چلنے کی جمنے کی توفیق عطا فرما او اللہ گرانٹ اس دا توفیق ٹو ریمین اسٹیڈ فاسٹ آن دا اسٹریٹ پاتھ ورحم الراحمین فار ایز لانگ ایز وی لیو گرانٹ ایز دا توفیق ٹو ریمین اسٹیڈ فاسٹ آن اسلام اینڈ وین وی ڈیپارٹ فرام دس ورلڈ ورحم الراحمین میک اس ڈیپارٹ ود دی کلیما ایمنیٹنگ فرام آور ٹنگز ورحم الراحمین میک دا ہیئر آفٹر ایزی فار ایس ورحم الراحمین میک دی فالوئنگ آف دا دین ایزی فار ایس ورحم الراحمین گرانٹ امینس برکہ ان دا نکاح دیٹ ہیز ٹیکن پلیس ٹوڈے ورحم الراحمین create a very strong bond between the bride and the bridegroom. ورحم الراحمین make this nikah, make this wedding a means of their staying away from your disobedience, a means of their completing their deen. ورحم الراحمین make this nikah a source of pious children, make this nikah a means of bond of love being created between the two families. ورحم الراحمین وٹ ایور گڈ یور نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم آسکڈ ڈیورنگ ہز لائف ٹائم فار برائڈز اینڈ برائڈ گرومز ورحم الراحمین گیو آل دیٹ گڈ ٹو دس برائڈ اینڈ دس برائڈ گروم ورحم الراحمین گرانٹ از آل دا توفیق ٹو ریپینٹ سنسیئرلی ٹرائی آور بیسٹ ٹو فالو یور دین اینڈ ٹرائی آور بیسٹ ٹو اسٹے اوے فرام یور ڈس اوبیڈینس ورحم الراحمین دوز آف از ہو آر سک گرانٹ دیم کمپلیٹ کیور ورحم الراحمین ریموو آل آور ڈیفیکلٹیز آف دس ورلڈ اینڈ دا ہیئر آفٹر ورحم الراحمین گرانٹ از دا گڈنس آف دس ورلڈ گرانٹ از دا گڈنس آف دا ہیئر آفٹر ورحم الراحمین کیپ یونائٹنگ اس فار یور پلیزر اینڈ ٹو لرن دین اینڈ ٹو فالو دین اینڈ الٹیمیٹلی یونائٹ اس آل ان جنت الفردوس ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين واخر دعوانا